Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmond, and joining us, as usual, my co-host, Stephen Julian. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Joining us, are we multiple personality today?
I am. It's me, myself, and I
there
today.
There you go. There you go.
Got a late start this morning. Fortunately, you didn't have to call me this morning to wake me up like you did one time. You saved me.
Well, we never said that on the air, so now it's public knowledge. Happy March Madness to you, Mike. I know we don't always point out where we are in the year, but are your brackets all filled out?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I saw them Sunday night for the first time and played with them, and I don't follow college basketball that closely.
Oh, well, I know where I'm having lunch, and I'm not inviting you because you won't sit there for 3 hours and watch basketball.
No, I will, and I could fill out the brackets knowing nothing about many of the teams and still have just as good of a chance of winning it as anybody else because
That's true. It's very random.
And
the reason I'm going to spend 3 hours at lunch is because we're going to get so much done in today's show. I'm excited about the guests we have. I think we're going to learn a lot today.
Thank you for that transition.
Nice segue. All right, moving on.
From Livingstone Properties, Greg Cantrell is with us today for the show. Also from Berger Allied Movers, we are joined by Bill Harrison. And Carrington Real Estate Services, Wayne Stoneback is in the house, as we like to say. We'll start with Greg Cantrell with Livingstone Properties. Greg, how you doing today?
Doing great. And yourself?
Doing fine. Thanks for joining us so much. Tell us all about Livingstone Properties.
We're a local real estate company. We help individual buyers and sellers with purchasing homes, and we also work with builders and developers in land and lot acquisitions.
How long has the company been around? Give us a little bit of the history.
We've been in business for 6 years. I've been doing real estate myself for 21 years, but Livingstone Properties has been in business for 6 years.
We have a unique situation on the show today, Stephen. We have two gentlemen in the real estate business, so I'm not going to ask you exactly what it is that makes Livingstone Properties better than all the rest, but I will ask you what maybe differentiates you from some of your competition.
It's really kind of the local thing. Born and raised here in Gwinnett County, and we just really try to take care of our customers, I mean, just like everybody else does, but we do a little bit more laid back, I guess, than some folks, and once again, just the local aspect of being here, growing up in Gwinnett County and being here doing real estate for 21 years.
Greg, I know you get this question all the time, so I'll go ahead and ask. And Wayne, if you want to chime in and piggyback as well, but tell us what the market is looking like these days.
It's actually looking really good. We're starting to see values come back up. Homes aren't sitting on the market as long. Last year, our company's average days on the market were 21 days. We're not having to negotiate as much as we did in the downtime. We're seeing if a house is priced appropriately, we're getting pretty close to list price for those homes.
And a lot of the investors are slowly pulling out of the market because they've just bought everything they can buy. So now, you know, John and Mary that want to buy their first house, finally there's some inventory that's coming available for them to buy a house now. And prices are still depressed a little bit. For what I've noticed, they flattened out. They really shot up last quarter of last year, first month or two of this year, and then they flattened out again. But as far as the REO inventory, that is starting to tail off finally.
Greg, let me let you unpack a little bit one thing you said. You said you work with builders and lots. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about that market because that's another one that hasn't been doing much of anything lately. But
we're actually seeing that come back around where developers are getting out there and finding raw properties or raw land and looking to develop. We're starting to see things that are being rezoned again. And what we do is we'll help that developer go out and find a raw piece of property and help them put that together. Then we can also help that developer find builders that would buy those developed lots and vice versa. We can help that builder. If they're out there looking for developed lots, we can help with that aspect as well.
If I'm just getting into that industry, if I'm someone who's said I've always wanted to get into development or I've always wanted to get into buying raw land, what are some of the pitfalls I need to look out for? Or if I'm someone who's experienced at it, what are you going to bring as a realtor in that area that will help me?
Well, one of the things I don't know because to say that you're just going to get into development, we don't find that often,
but
usually it's someone that's kind of been working with someone else and then start to do it on their own. But what we're able to do is get out there and for lack of a better term, kind of bird dog and find those properties and go and talk to the individual landowner where they're busy a lot of time doing the developments they have, working on the rezonings, things of that nature. And I think that's where our expertise comes in, is out there actually finding the properties for them.
As you go through your day-to-day business, and we're talking with Greg Cantrell with Livingstone Properties, are you finding it's harder to find people that are looking for homes, or you have the people that are looking? Is it harder to find the homes these days?
It's actually a little bit harder to find the homes these days because our inventory is still low, and it's not hard finding the buyer. It's finding those homes that meet the needs, because we've still got some REOs out there, REOs being foreclosed properties, and while the banks have started fixing those homes up and making them more presentable than they did a few years ago, it's still that lack of inventory that makes it a little more challenging for the buyer, but makes it more beneficial for the sellers.
For your company, Greg, Livingstone Properties, what areas do you serve? Is it the entire metro area of Atlanta or just parts of the area?
No, we do Gwinnett County and the surrounding counties. Gwinnett is our main county that we work in, but we'll do Barrow, Jackson, Walton, South Forsyth, Hall. Sometimes we'll go in town like DeKalb and so forth, but really kind of the surrounding counties from Gwinnett.
Greg, you mentioned you've grown up in Gwinnett. You've mentioned you've been in real estate for over 20 years now. It's such an easy question to ask. I'm just going to take it. Talk a little bit about the changes you've seen in Gwinnett, both good and bad, especially as it concerns real estate.
I don't know that there's been concerning Gwinnett is bad. Our market has been bad, but we've seen people to continue to move in here into Gwinnett, and so that's been a big positive. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing growing up here, seeing what we have available now. You've got the Gwinnett Braves. You've got mm-hmm. the arena that's close by. You've just got a lot to offer compared to when I was a kid. You had to go in town or to do things. So you've got so much more. You've got, you've got the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville. You've just got a ton of things that are going on. We got the new golf tournament that's coming here to Sugarloaf, back to Sugarloaf. So,
and I know there's been a movement in Gwinnett of each individual city or each individual township kind of creating their own space or their own unique identity, and I know that's been helping. So let me ask the other side of that question. You hope to continue to do it for another 20 years, I would imagine, and you don't have any plans of leaving Gwinnett. What would you like to see, or what do you think is going to happen? What are some things you see developing in Gwinnett in the next few years?
I think one of the things that we need, and some people may not like to hear this, but I think we're going to have to work on some transit. Mm-hmm. Coming into the county, and that's been a big thing that people were against for many years. But as we see growth, and we got folks that are moving in that are coming from areas that are used to transit, I think we're going to need to see that. And this one friend of mine, he mentioned that people are saying, well, I'll never use that, but yet they don't want their tax dollars going to that. But there's roads out there that their tax dollars go to that they're not using those roads either. So I know that's getting a little off real estate, but
no, I think it's a good answer.
As a business owner, Greg, with Livingstone, where do you see yourself in 5 years and in 10 years? What are your plans for the company? Are you looking to expand, or do you plan to kind of just say, hey, we're going to specialize in this area?
We're looking to grow, but it's going to be a strategic and slow growth. We want to find the right person that will meet that we could work well together. We're not just wanting to grow just to grow. We want to find that individual that we can help and that they can help us as far as a company. And as far as business-wise, we want to continue to work with the individual buyers and sellers, but we also want to get back into what was our niche before, and that's working more with those builders and developers.
Talk a little bit about the name Livingstone. It's a little unique. Yeah. It's not your typical real estate name, so probably got a little story there.
I do. It acts as a reference to Christ. I am a Christian, and it was one of those things where I didn't want it to be just, like Bible properties or anything like that, but I wanted it to be something that represented my faith,
right,
and not just so right in your face.
I thought you were going to say, that's funny, I thought you were going to say, I didn't want to just be Greg Cantrell Real Estate, but you said it's Bible Properties.
Actually,
that was good.
Actually, he did want to be Bible Properties, but it was already taken.
That's right, yeah. Couldn't get the website.
Bible Land Real Estate.
For those that want to find out more about your company and reach out to you, give us all your contact information or your website information, whatever you'd like to share right now.
Okay. The website is living-stoneproperties.com. I can be reached at gcantrell@living-stoneproperties.com. And then our phone number is 770-277-9978.
And you'd love to hear from anybody that's looking to either buy or sell.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Greg Cantrell with Livingstone Properties, thank you so much. And we may talk to you again later on in the show as we talk more about real estate with Wayne as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, moving on here on Gwinnett Business Radio, joining us on the show from Berger Allied Movers, it is Mr. Bill Harrison. Hello there, Bill.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to be a guest on your show.
Absolutely. Glad to tell us all about Berger Allied Movers. Tell us about the company and your background as well.
Sure. Well, Berger Allied has been in the business since 1910. So we have excellent reputation throughout not only Georgia, but throughout the U.S. as well with our 16 locations. I have 22 years of experience in the moving business, and Berger hired me on back in 2002. I handle everything from small apartment relocations to large homes going cross town, cross state, cross country. And I also handle commercial relocations, any businesses that are moving. We handle warehousing, freight, anything that requires drivers, movers, storage space. Berger Allied handle it all.
Now your title is sales and consultant. So obviously, I'm assuming you go out and, as you mentioned, get that business. You're not physically having to move the sofas yourself.
I started out doing that and didn't fare very well. I started in Melbourne, Florida, in the middle of the summer about 25 years ago. And after a summer of doing that, I don't really want to do this anymore. What are those guys doing that are driving around in suits and they're in their air-conditioning cars all day? Well, those are consultants and salespeople. I said, well, teach me how to do that. Long story short.
You're a very smart man. And the rest is history, as they say.
I'm going to write that down and have you sign that.
There you go. We understand that Berger's an agent for Allied Van Lines. Now, is that the same as a broker? What's the difference there?
Well, that's a great question, and that is where a lot of people hurt themselves. They do not call a real moving company like Berger Allied. What they'll do is they'll get on the internet, talk to a broker. Now, a broker will represent several moving companies, if any at all. And what they do is they hope a moving company will show up. Berger Allied is an agent for Allied Van Lines, strictly, just Allied Van Lines. We have Allied restrictions that we have to follow. And when you book a move with us, it's going to be an Allied Van Lines truck, personnel, in uniform. Everything is Allied Van Lines.
And you can move anybody coast to coast?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how small. Just this week, 2,000 pounds, which is just a one-bedroom apartment, going to California. You know, we do it all. And then, you know, everything from that to large homes anywhere, cross-country, overseas, doesn't matter.
Bill, let's go back to that person that started by looking on the internet. If they've got to move, obviously one of the things you were saying is brokers can be dangerous because they hope the person shows up. Talk through some of the other pitfalls somebody might face as they are facing a move. What should they, you know, is there five things they should absolutely know? Or are there a couple things, you know, what are the biggest pitfalls somebody can face?
Well, one of the first things you want to do is check with the Better Business Bureau. Go online, check with the Better Business Bureau, see if the company has complaints against it. And, you know, if they do have complaints, have they been resolved? Very important. You know, we handle thousands of moves a year. Are there going to be complaints here and there? Sure. But we have the ability to handle these complaints and end up with a satisfied customer. What you have to watch out for when you're booking a move online with a broker is, are they asking for large deposits up front, red flag right there. And to look at the other red flags for picking a moving company, just go to movingscam.com. Some really good information there. It'll tell you what to look for when looking for a moving company and the things, like I say, red flags.
And Bill, so let's focus also on Gwinnett Business Radio. We do a lot of B2B, business-to-business work. So you mentioned commercial moves. Yes. I'm a business owner, I'm looking to move my business, going to a new location. Are they all the same things I should be looking for, or are there some unique things when I'm a business owner?
You want a rep, me, Bill Harrison, who has...
In your suit, in your air-conditioned car, shows up in the summer. Right, I got that.
Somebody who has a lot of experience and training moving office product. The difference between, say, a residential move and an office move is when you're handling a residential move, everything is based on weight going from point A to point B. Now, in a commercial move, I have to determine how many man hours and how many truckloads. Now, I am a certified commercial rep. I have been trained to do that, and I do it very well. Plus, we have great personnel at Burger Allied who can handle moving everything time efficiently.
I'm thinking that there has to be a story in there somewhere about something that you guys moved that it's like, okay, we got to move this thing. And any unique stories about something you've moved? Because when I talk to some moving companies, they're like, we can move anything. I don't know if that's really true, but there's got to be maybe one story that stands out in your mind.
Well, I handled a relocation for the Aviation Institute of Maintenance from the Lawrenceville Airport to their new location in Duluth. And they had simulators, they had jet engines on stands, and they had two or three moving companies out there looking at how to do this move for them. And most of the other moving companies backed away from it, but I came up with some solutions to moving the simulators and the jet engines. They liked it, and everything went flawlessly.
Great.
Which the Aviation Institute's very happy. They like the word flawless, I would think.
Absolutely.
I was waiting for Bill to say I actually tried out one of the simulators during the move. That would have been pretty cool.
No, that would ruin his reputation, Mike.
Yes. That did not
it's
happen.
Like trying out someone's bed while they're removing it.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Yeah, I should have said that. Sorry about that, Bill. What is the busiest time of the year for moves? Right now, as we do this show, it's late March, so we're just a few months away from everybody being out of school. I would think that's the busiest time, but what is the busiest time of the year, and what do you say to those folks as they get ready for a move? What do they need to do to prepare?
Yeah, great questions. The busiest time of the year for us as far as residential moves is between May and September because people want to move as soon as school is out and be in before school starts. So that is the busiest time. There's a lot of people gearing up for moves then. What you don't want to do once you've got a quote from a moving company is put the decision off to the last minute to contact the moving company saying, I have to move in a couple of days. We need about 8 days' notice to do a good job on the move to get it coordinated with operations. And just this time of year, give as much notice as possible.
I'm wondering if another red flag would be a moving company that, sure, we can do that, the next, or they almost don't have to go through getting things scheduled. Yeah, I can do that tomorrow. I mean, not that that's always a red flag, but I'm wondering if, so let me just then follow up with the question. You mentioned a couple red flags. What are some others? And you mentioned the website, which is good, movingscams.com, but other red flags that you'd want to point out and say, be watchful of this.
Just like any other business, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
I'll move you for 50 bucks.
Yeah, exactly. If someone has a huge house and someone tells them they can move them to California for $1,000, beware.
Right.
I would make sure they have a physical, and I'm talking for the companies here in this area, is make sure they have a physical address here that you can go check out. Go look at their storage. See where your stuff is going to be. See how the place is run. Talk to management. We invite anybody that books their business with us to come in, talk with general manager, talk with operations, talk with coordinators to see how our facility is run. It's very well organized.
And you talked about checking the Better Business Bureau, and then you talked about that you're certified. What are some of the certifications somebody should be looking for when it comes to a moving company?
A rep that comes out to your home or business should have either or both. They should be certified moving consultants, which they have to go through training, learning how to estimate weight. It's not an exact science. It's more of an art that you develop over the years. And as far as a commercial moving company, I am certified with the International Office Moving Institute. I've been through the training, learning how to estimate the number of trucks needed and the number of man hours. Very important.
Is insurance typically covered in the cost of the move, or is that something that you recommend your customers get in addition to whatever is already covered? How does that work? Because I think a lot of people, when we move, we don't know. We're just going by whatever we're told by the mover. And typically, there's usually that option to get additional insurance.
Yeah, as a consultant, it's my job to make sure before I leave that person's home is they understand very well exactly what we're liable for. And what we have what's called basic liability, which means, you know, here's our liability. It amounts to 60 cents per pound per article. Now, that's basic liability, which all moving companies have. Now, a mover or a customer has the option of purchasing what's called full replacement protection, either with a zero deductible, $250, or $500 deductible. And we go over the additional price and what the additional or what the adjusted cost would be if they choose either one of these options. But the job of a good consultant is to make sure their customer knows exactly what decisions they have to make.
For somebody that's listening and they may have a move coming up as well, what are some things that you would tell them to prepare for in that move? You know, obviously, don't start packing the day before the mover shows up. What would you recommend for these folks?
Get organized. Many times as a consultant, go out to people's homes, and they're not sure what's going to move or if they're going to do the packing or if the moving company is going to do the packing. Some people say, well, we're going to have a yard sale. Some of the stuff may not be here. It's best to, you know, get all that stuff out of the way first, then have the consultant come out and take a look at exactly what's moving so we can firm up the price. And we do that. As long as we know exactly what's moving, we'll give you a guaranteed price.
Bill Harrison joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. He's with Berger Allied Movers. Now, Bill, you've got a couple of realtor folks across the table from you, some owners and associates from the real estate industry. Do you have affiliations with realtors? What is that relationship like? And gentlemen, you could talk about it as well on your end. What is the relationship like between movers and realtors? I would think there's a lot of interaction.
Well, I do a lot of networking in Gwinnett County with the Chamber of Commerce and other venues. You know, I welcome the opportunity to, you know, chat with realtors and tell them about our business, have them come in, see our facility, and, you know, networking works.
And I would think, Wayne and Greg, on your end, it's just a benefit to be able to give to your clients, hey, you know, if they don't have a mover in mind, that you may have a couple, hey, I can recommend these folks. Is that usually how it works?
Yeah, the sellers, buyers are always looking to us as realtors to give them some sort of guidance in a move, because they only do it maybe two or three times in a lifetime. And Greg and I, we're involved with people making moves, you know, three, four times a week. So, yeah, we do look for good vendors that we can recommend to our clients, because actually if one of the vendors that we recommend does a bad job, it comes back on us.
Absolutely.
It's kind of funny. I'm on the opposite side. I've, in 21 years, I don't think I've had but maybe one or two people ask me if I knew someone who was could help them moving. It's usually repairs on the house, carpet cleaning, things like that. And maybe that's just an oddity, but I've not had many people ask. And here's the thing about it. Until sitting here with Bill, I've had no movers that have really reached out to me as a real estate agent or company. So, Bill, we need to talk afterwards.
Absolutely.
It just seems like that would have happened.
You would think, yeah. Right.
Come and see our facility. We're in Lawrenceville.
That'd be great.
Before we let you go, Bill, talk about what you guys do in the community. I understand that your company, Berger Allied, is very involved in the community as well.
Well, I'm a team leader for Relay for Life, and we volunteer some services to the American Cancer Society logistics, transporting items for the American Cancer Society to the fairgrounds and back. we do whatever we can for the community, get involved where we can. The American Cancer Society is what I lean towards more, cancer in my family and so on. And our general manager, Rick Wakeman, he's always more than willing to, you know, volunteer services to help any, you know, worthy cause out there.
For someone that wants to get a quote, what would you recommend they do? And take us through the process a little bit.
Sure. Well, you know, you can go online and look for moving companies. But, you know, the first thing you got to do is, like I say, get organized, determine what you're going to take. Call us. I'd be glad to come out to your home, do a free estimate, and, you know, get you going.
All right, Dean, go ahead and give us the contact information, the website, all that good stuff.
Sure. Our website is www.burgerallied.com, and burger is B-E-R-G-E-R, burgerallied.com. Our phone number in Lawrenceville is 770-962-6600.
Great stuff, Bill. Great to see you.
Thank you.
All right, Bill Harrison with Burger Allied Movers. Now joining us on the show from Carrington Real Estate Services, it's our good friend Wayne Stoneback. And Wayne, I'm not going to ask you what makes you so much better than Livingstone Properties or anything like that, but tell us about Carrington Real Estate Services.
Well, Carrington Real Estate Services is part of a group of companies created 12 years ago. Carrington started out as a company that sold mortgage-backed securities, and then as things progressed, they got into the title business, then they got into property preservation, then when the foreclosure business started to explode, they got into property management for several different banks, as well as their own bank. And during that process, they said, you know what, we're giving all these properties out to all these outside real estate companies. Let's start our own real estate company. So there are 18 companies under the umbrella of Carrington, and we are a nationwide company.
Talk about your background, Wayne, and your part in the business and how long you've been in the industry.
Well, this is my 30th year, and I have actually known Greg the whole time.
Yeah.
Greg and I have been friends, believe it or not, for 21 years. Well, let me see. No, we've been friends for 10, but we've known each other for 21.
Don't want to talk about those first 10 years, huh?
There's a story there.
There's a story. But, no, I started 30 years ago, and I came from a sales background, worked for a food products company for a while, and they were closing their local Atlanta offices, and they offered to pay for us to train to do something else. And before I got into real estate, I had bought and sold and flipped a couple of houses. I said, you know what, I'm going to get my real estate license, and I'm going to flip houses full time. I decided I'd much rather sell real estate than flip real estate, and so that's what I've been doing for 30 years. I've brokered several companies. I was involved in new home construction for 15 years, and so I've done just about all aspects of residential real estate, but I haven't done anything like Greg has done with the land acquisition. I know Greg was did very well in that when the building business was going.
Now, you started off by saying that Carrington kind of got into the real estate mostly through foreclosures and some of those special situations. I'm assuming Carrington has now expanded and can pretty much handle any kind of real estate situation, buyers and sellers. And so then let me also confirm that. And then the other question is it focused just in Gwinnett County? Is it all through the metro area? What's your footprint?
The footprint for us here in Georgia is all of metro Atlanta. And you draw a 50-mile circle around metro Atlanta, and we cover it. We have, right now, we have 37 agents all across the metro Atlanta area, and we are a full-service brokerage. The catalyst for the company, of course, was the REOs when they started the company, but have evolved, and actually we do more than 50% of our business is traditional real estate business. We also get into some commercial as well.
I think it goes without saying, Wayne, that your industry, both for you and Greg, over the last several years, it's been like a roller coaster ride. For a time there, everybody and their brother and sister was getting their real estate license because you could count on selling houses and making good money. And then all of a sudden, the whole crash, and a lot of people, you know, got out of the business. You guys are survivors. I mean, you've both been in the business a long time. That says a lot about your company. Have things settled down a little bit? Maybe the roller coaster ride is hopefully coming to an end?
It's still a white knuckle ride. It has changed tremendously, though, since Greg and I got in the business. just the way we do business. When I got into new homes, people used to brag about how they would write a contract on the hood of their car. Well, I can write a contract on my phone now, you know. And you had to have Bluey ink signatures, and everybody had to show up at the attorney. Nobody shows up at the attorney anymore, and nobody signs anything. Everything's electronic. Everything's email. But I tell you, if you're working with agents that are not into the technology, then you need to really be looking around, because you have to be involved with the technology to be in this business. The old listing books. There was a company that used to print books in the Metro Atlanta area, and these books looked like phone books, and there were three for the Metro Atlanta area, and they printed them every single week. And we used to sit there, and we'd cut out those little pictures, and we'd glue them on a piece of paper, and then we would copy it, and then we would drive to the people's house and hand them that. Now you can set it up automatically to email pictures to people of properties that come on the market. And speaking of people looking on the internet, and I get this all the time, people will call our office and say, I saw this on XYZ website. And there's quite a few websites out there that are geared towards new homes or resale homes. And people will say, is this home available? Well, 9 times out of 10, those properties are gone. I've even had some of those properties have been off the market for 2 and 3 years. So if you want to find out really what is on the market, if it's on the market, you've got to get involved with a real estate agent. And if you're a buyer, it doesn't cost you anything. The service is included.
So, Wayne, that's a good tip for someone who's looking to buy, is get involved with an agent early and utilize the value add they bring of knowing the most up-to-date information. With 30 years experience, give us some more tips, whether on the buyer side or on the seller side. You've been involved in so many deals. What are some of the best tips for someone? Again, and you mentioned it before, when someone is buying or selling, they may only do that 2 or 3 times in their life. So give us some tips.
One of the tips I'd love to hear is, how can you get top dollar for your home if you're a seller?
Well, to get top dollar, your house really has to be in top condition. There are a lot of people that are in a position that they can't afford to put the new roof on, the gutters, the paint, the carpet, and the paint, and things like that. And you're not going to get top dollar. So if you want to get top dollar, you've got to look like a model home. And if you look like a model home, you're going to get a lot of activity, and you are going to get that top dollar. But before you spend the money to do that, have an agent come out and guide you through the process, because a lot of people might change a light fixture because they think, well, this is going to add value to the property. And the first thing that people want taken out of the house when they look at it is that light fixture that they don't like. I had a builder years ago that had an agent that begged him to put in this $2,500 light fixture in the foyer because she thought it was just such a pretty thing. And the guy that bought it, the only condition was he removed that light fixture. And then come to find out, believe it or not, a year ago I found out the president of our company was the guy that bought that house.
And they took the light fixture and sold it on eBay for $25.
Yeah, that was 27 years ago.
Here's the thing that I think Wayne will agree, is the way you live in a house and the way you sell a house, the condition and the way it looks are completely different. You need to prepare that house to sell, not how you're going to live in it every day. So there's a big difference.
And pictures. You have to make sure that when the agent comes over to take pictures, everything's picked up. You don't have towels on the floor. You don't have the kitchen counters covered up with things. Again, it has to look like a model home. And I would recommend anybody that's working with an agent or interviewing agents, go have them bring you some printouts of properties that they have marketed, and look at the pictures that they put on there. Look at the comments that they have made, because words can really sell a property. Some agents will just say, well, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. Other agents will say, it has a beautiful master bedroom with a sitting area and a fireplace, a place you can relax and, get away from the dog and the kids for 15 minutes or something. You really have to sell it. It's just not
paint
a matter.
Paint that picture.
You have to paint the picture. Exactly.
Greg mentioned earlier that the turnaround time now for a lot of homes, they're selling much quicker than they have, obviously, in the past. But every once in a while, you'll come across a vacant home that's been vacant for a while. What are some reasons that that house is not selling? Because not only are most homes now selling pretty quickly, but, you know, prices come down, but yet we still see a vacant house once in a while.
Besides the fact that they haven't used Livingstone Properties or Carrington Real Estate Services. Yeah. Besides what else is causing it?
Well, that's the number one. Number two is the banks have got so many properties still in inventory that they're trying to work through them. And one of the biggest problems is getting the title cleared to these properties because people, unfortunately, when the economy is bad, they lose their job, they get a second mortgage, they get a third mortgage, they borrow money from Uncle Fred who puts a lien on the property, and they have to track down all these people. And that sometimes can take years to go through that process and get that title cleared. Because anytime you buy a foreclosed property through a realtor, a bank is foreclosed on it, they will give you a clean title to that property. Now, people ask me about doing the foreclosure auctions on the courthouse steps. When you do that, you don't get clean title. You buy it just as it is, where it is, with any liens that are on there. That house is yours. If the taxes haven't been paid, it's yours to pay. It's better to buy a foreclosed house that is put on the market through a realtor than it is to buy it on the courthouse steps.
So one question I wanted to ask, Wayne, and this is going to be very broad, so you can take this wherever you want to go. In my industry, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers. And one of the things that I find myself doing with my clients is talking about what I bring to the table as a professional. And I think in the real estate industry, one of the things I'm kind of hearing from both you guys is you guys survive the hard times because you're professionals, because you've got experience, because you know what you're doing. So for someone who says, I don't need an agent, I just need to put a sign in my yard or whatever, tell us some. You've already kind of talked about it, but what other things, advantages are they going to find by working with professionals who have a lot of experience in the industry?
Because I think one of the things is people are assuming they're going to make more money at the end by selling it themselves, and that may not always be the case.
And the other thing that comes out of this question is the one thing you can't say publicly is when you just roll your eyes at going, do you realize what experience you're dealing with here? Do you realize I've gone through this a few times, guys, and people who listen to everything you say and then go, yeah, but I'm going to do it this way. So you can't talk like that because that, you know, you can't. We'll talk about that off the air. But what are you guys bringing as far as professionalism and the experience and advantages that you guys bring?
Well, the process is not as simple as just writing the contract. And really, the contract, people need to make sure that both parties are protected. And usually, and I know Greg and I have both had these calls of acquaintances we have met somewhere in our career that have called us up and say, oh, you know, I sold my house myself. I got it under contract, and this has come up. What do I do? And at that stage of the game, you say, well, you need to call an attorney. The contracts that we use have been created by the Georgia Association of Realtors. They have protections for both parties involved. There's inspections that we go through. There's contingencies that we know about, depending on each individual's particular situation. There's things that you have to look out for to protect everyone. And that money that they feel like they're going to save, they may spend in attorney's fees, or they may lose a lot of money in the process because they did not get top dollar for the property or did not sell it in a time frame. And a lot of people, especially if you're working with a first-time home buyer, they're going to be a little skittish about working with a for-sale-by owner because, you know, you got the guy goes, we haven't had any problems with this house, and the kids move in, and you find out.
That was obviously a smoker right there.
The kids are in the house for a week, and they look in the backyard, and the septic tank's floating, you know. So it's really important to get an agent, not that this just got in the business either, that's got some experience that can go through that house and say, you need to look out for this and that. And most agents that have been in business for a while, they know what it's going to cost to fix those items in the property, and they will advise you on whether or not it's something you need to negotiate in the process.
No question that you guys have seen it all.
There's one other thing that is, well, if someone's trying to do it on their own, most of the buyers that they're going to get they're going to be out there trying to look at a deal or look for a deal. And if they see there's not a real estate agent involved, a lot of times they're going to go ahead and knock off what they figure they would pay to a real estate agent to begin with. So there's really no savings. Now, the seller doesn't have to agree to that, but
that's a good point.
I see that a lot.
Now, Mike asked, you guys have seen it all. So we asked Bill about the what's the most unique thing he's moved. So first for you, Wayne, but Greg, if you want to chime in, any great stories of either a buy or a sell, any unique things
you
find when inspecting a
property? Have you ever walked away from a house and said, I'm not even going to try to sell this?
Oh, yes. I had one that was down off of Highway 124, and they were widening the road, and this house sat right on 124, and the woman felt she had a gold mine there, you know, because it was going to be commercial property, which it wasn't going to be commercial property because of the proximity of the property. And as she took me through the house, she had done her own home improvements, and she had epoxy painted the toilet, and unfortunately the paintbrush got stuck in there when the phone rang. And she's walking me through the house, and I look in the toilet, and I see the paintbrush is still stuck in the toilet. It's been there for about 3 years. And I just looked at her, and I said, ma'am, I'm not your guy. I'm just not your guy. But I would certainly recommend you to Greg Cantrell.
Greg was going to tell the same story of the same house.
So I walked out to this house. There was a paintbrush in the toilet.
Yeah, and then I said, I'll recommend you to Wayne. And she said he was already here. But
Greg, do you have a story?
You got to top the paintbrush in the toilet
paintbrush
story.
Golly. I've actually talked buyers out of purchasing houses because of problems, and I've told them, I said, let's just go. We'll find you something. I had one fellow that didn't quite listen. He finally, after doing the inspection, realized that what I was telling him was the case. And I tell you what's interesting is people hire us to help them, but they don't always listen to what we advise them. And that's kind of the interesting
that's
thing.
That's heartbreaking sometimes.
That's kind of a little bit different from what you asked, but that's what comes to mind.
And you guys, you are professional advisors.
That's correct.
And yet you have to be careful how you say it because, oh, you're just being arrogant or whatever. You guys have seen a few houses. You kind of know what you're talking about.
Right.
I'm sure Bill thinks the same thing in the moving business when he sees those companies like Four Teenagers and a Winnebago. I mean, that probably is a concern every time that truck Winnebago goes by. Real quick, let's wrap it up with Wayne. Wayne, for those that would like to find out more about Carrington Real Estate Services, give us all the contact information, please.
The company's website is carringtonrealestate.com, and my office number here in the metro Atlanta area is 770-291-2125. And I can be reached via email at wayne.stoneback@carringtonres.com.
So we've got Living Stone and a Stone Back here on the same program. Wayne, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Stoneback with Carrington Real Estate Services, Greg Cantrell with Living Stone Properties, and thank you also to Bill Harrison with Berger Allied Movers. Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter, at Gwinnett Radio X, and to like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. For Steve and Julian.
Before March Madness starts, I've got to go Google how to remove a paintbrush that's been epoxied to my toilet.
That's amazing. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.